The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
What are men good for?
Holy shit!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
I'm sorry, that was highly inappropriate.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happened in the middle of the night, there was one man and a dog. I'm not going to get into that with you because it's none of your business.
You idiot!
You are listening to Beat Log Radio.
Geek Love Radio. This is Adam, and we are broadcasting on October 18th, 2004.
What's happening? This is Richard. How's it going? Today, in our studio audience, and as our guest, we have Laura. Laura, say hello.
Hello.
And we got our roommate, Shannon, as always.
What's up?
Adam, you can start the show.
Okay, well, and this is something different today. We're actually broadcasting on Rant Radio. So, shout-outs to Smokehouse and Sumerian for hooking us up. And making sure everything's still good here. This is the first time we're on Rant Radio, so... Yeah, the streams are looking good. So...
I guess we can jump into things?
Yeah, I guess we can start. Right. Just kick this off,
because
everything's looking good on our end.
All right, I'm going to start out with... emails. We usually start out with one or two, three emails that we talk about, and then if we have more later on, we'll talk about other ones. But our first question or email of the day is from a listener, and she wrote, "A guy and I were pretty close a couple months ago. We were sort of kind of dating most of the summer, and we had a great time. We understood each other, and it felt really normal. He left for college, and then we kind of grew apart. We decided it would be better just to see other people and take a break and not be held down and be obligated by it to see each other. We talk on a regular basis, but lately he hasn't been calling much. Next week he is coming home for fall break, and a lot of his friends are bothering me about him and I and how things are going to be. I know I shouldn't care about it, but it's hard to forget when you're being constantly reminded, obviously, by her friends. So when he comes next week, what do I do and what should I say to my friends?" You guys, ideas? This is somebody I've talked to before.
Okay.
About this. And, I guess they have a lot of the same friends that they have, like, him and...
They have mutual friends?
Yeah, mutual friends.
Okay.
They met each other this summer, and then they have, like, mutual friends.
All right.
And I guess, you know, my advice to her that I've been kind of telling her is, like, you know, who cares what her friends are saying? You know where you stand with him, and he knows where you, like, you both stand with each other, so, like, I don't know. So, I think you should just, you know, forget about what people are talking, and just be yourself, and when he comes next week, you know, have fun. Don't be pressured to, like, make things work like they were this summer, because obviously things might not be the same, because things change. So, don't worry about it. Just have fun, enjoy his stay while he's in your town, back from college, and just have fun. That's what my advice is.
I'm thinking your mic's not on now or something.
Alright, go with the flow and act like things like never really happened, and that'd probably be easiest, I would think.
I say so too. Shannon, any ideas?
You guys really aren't anything major, so why worry about, you know? I mean, your friends, you know, they should understand, but just, you know, deal, I guess.
Yep, I think so, too. Adam, you really need to take those headphones off.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm totally out of it for that question, so All right. Well, I just want to make sure everybody's volume sounded good first.
So, yeah. We kind of have a general consensus of that. You know, just have fun with him. Don't pressure things. Things are going to work out if they work out. That's how things always work. You know, let fate take its course, I guess. Adam, I'm going to have you read question number three. This time.
Which one's number three?
Oh, wait, I have number three. This is the pop question. Okay. I inserted this question just like a couple minutes right before the show. Here, I got it on my paper.
Oh, it's on your paper?
Yeah, read it.
Okay. Okay, question number three. So I started seeing my sister's ex-boyfriend.
Ooh.
He was the one that kind of came to me and we started messing around and stuff. But I don't know really what to do. Should I keep it secret or should I talk to my sister about it? I walked in on her making out with the best friend of her ex. What's your advice?
That's messed up.
Yeah, that's kind of a
touchy subject.
So this is what I'm going to say.
I would almost say just back out of all that and start fresh somewhere.
Yeah,
it's not worth it to screw up bonds between your sister.
If you guys are just like messing around, that's not really cool. Well, I mean, it's not bad, but I mean, you gotta be considerate to your sister too, and understand she's probably eventually gonna find out. And even though your sister might have moved on and stuff, maybe
it's not respectful.
Yeah, I guess that's not worth it. I think, Darlene. I think you know what to do. So, you kind of felt odd doing it, so something in you is already telling you not to do it more.
I didn't say your name on the email.
That's alright. That's okay. Darlene doesn't care.
Alright.
Yes. I got messages from Darlene saying she didn't care. But I would just say don't worry about it. Just, keep that. Worry about it, because obviously you're doing something that's morally holding you back a bit, but like, don't worry about what happened, just, you know, move on.
That sounds good.
Sound good to you?
Yeah, it does. I think she should just back out of all that and start fresh somewhere. Just avoid that whole mess.
Sounds like Geek Love Advice Radio advice.
Yeah. Take the geek way out, just run away.
And that's what the show is about.
For sure.
Run away, because you have to maintain your relationship with your sister for your whole life, but...
Guys come and go.
Yeah.
Even if he's good in bed or something, I just, you know, there's other guys that are probably good, too. Laura just...
Well, Eric's
our roommate. My brother is single, by the way.
All right. Are we going on to our next section?
Before we do that, I want to mention to everybody that we have a Geek Love Radio AIM name.
Oh, yes, we forgot to do that.
Yeah. If you guys want to message us questions throughout the show, or if you guys have questions or comments or responses about things we've talked about, message us. And at the end of the show, we'll check it. And it's Geek Love Radio, just one word. And it's our AIM name. And our website, for those of you who don't know what our website is, geekloveradio.com. So,
yeah, because we have a whole new audience base now.
Yeah.
Now that we're on Rant Radio.
Which is very cool. We get a lot more people to reach out.
More listeners this time.
Yep.
So, all you people who are listening new on Rant Radio, you can download past shows at geekloveradio.com.
Yeah, we've done this for about 2 months now.
Every show is available for download in high quality and low quality format.
It's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't download them on Friday or Saturday nights, because you should be doing something else those nights.
What? We should take the site down on Friday nights.
Yeah, we wanted to set up a script so that Friday nights and Saturday nights, the site automatically just went offline so you couldn't access it. Maybe just a splash page that said, what are you doing trying to access Geek Love Radio? Go out and do something.
Which is probably what should be happening.
But had to be... How much geeks we are, and to sit there and write that.
Yeah. If we start seeing major hits, though, to like our site on Friday and Saturdays, you guys, our site's going down. This isn't a warning. This is a warning. This isn't. Like,
the only night you're gonna, it's gonna be okay to listen to us. We just realized today that we're going to be broadcasting on Valentine's Day night.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna be on Valentine's Day. I know it's going to suck because we're going to be here in the studio and instead of like going out on dates.
So maybe after the show, Valentine's Day night, we can go out.
We can have a date here. We can have a dinner date. Laura, would you be my Valentine's Day dinner date?
You know, I can't really do that, but I would if I was single, so I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right, let's see. We got a lot to talk about today. And I'm going to just jump into the next thing. Last week, we had somebody email us about his coworker and how he wanted to start dating his coworker. And I did some research on it, and like I just came up with some tips on like dating in office. And I guess I'll just go through these, and you guys can chime in.
Yeah, things to keep in mind about inter-office dating.
Yeah, you want to read the first one, and I'll read the second one.
All right. Okay. Number one, size of the business. It's going to be more difficult with a smaller company because of the personal nature of it. People are more likely to get into each other's business, and it can flow over to many other people. Gossip probably will happen.
Things to remember, like if you're, you know, in a small business environment, you're wanting to date a coworker, obviously people are going to eventually find out and people are going to start talking.
And if it's someone who's higher up than you, people are going to start gossiping about how you're sleeping up the corporate ladder.
Which could be totally false or it could be totally true.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are. But
I've seen it work for people.
Yeah. I mean, these are just things to think about, like when you're going to date somebody within your office. Number two thing that I came up with was like, you already have common grounds. You have a leg up in the dating game.
Yeah.
Because, like, you obviously have something similar with the person that you're working with. I mean, you have the same job or close to the same job, so you have a lot of the same, you know, ideas and ideologies and stuff. I mean, you might not think the same things, but... And, let's see, what else? Oh, you don't... If you're working together and she's already flirting with you, I mean, you don't have to sit there and outwardly try to impress her. Because, I mean... She's already impressed by something you do, so you won't have to worry about...
Impressed by that McDonald's uniform.
Yeah. Shannon, you want to read number three?
All right, number three is think of the consequences. Make sure you know and think everything through. Is this going to affect your job, the way you work, or others around you, or the way others around you work? Is it going to give you an advantage or disadvantage over someone for promotions or anything?
I think like Adam said earlier, sleeping up the corporate ladder, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't want to make it seem like overly obvious that you're trying to sleep with your boss because you want a promotion or something.
You also have to think that if you do break up, the tension will be weird around the office. And people won't know how to, like, ask you to do something because the other person might be there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
It might be a little awkward.
Yeah, if your job was to go to this person who broke up with you to tell them to... if they were your, you know, they are hiring you and they boss you around.
Yeah.
Or you had to tell them something and you had a coworker do it instead.
I had some disadvantages written down here.
So that could cause you to lose your job.
Yeah. Like,
definitely.
I have like three disadvantages here that I could think of like at the top of my head, and that's one of them. But I put like the first one, if she's like the office hottie or whatever, and like other guys are like attracted to her and stuff, and you're the lucky guy that ends up being with her, obviously there's going to be some sort of rivalry with other people or jealousy. So you might get, like, you know, picked on by other office guys. Or if you're a girl, by other office girls, you know, trying to date that hot guy. So that's something I think about. Like you guys said also, you got to see her every day. So if you're in the same office, especially if it's a small office or work establishment, I mean, you're going to be there with her. So, like, if it was a bad breakup or something, you're going to see that person and you're going to have to, like...
Be reminded of it.
Be reminded of it every day when you go to work. So, that might not be the best idea. It's all, you know, trying to figure out where you're at, though. If you're, like, fairly... If you're, like, working in, like, a factory, say, and you're nowhere, like, near each other, or, like, in a big office building, I mean, go for it, take the chance. What do you got to lose? That's what I figure. But, lastly but not least... If you end it, maybe, yeah, if you end it, maybe he or she might want to get revenge. And, like, I put, like, those videos that he or she said they wouldn't release, or the pictures, you know, they can come out and ruin your career. And, like, honestly, just other things that, personal facts and details about you that you might confide in this person when you're dating. But, like, when you break up, it might come back and haunt you.
Hopefully they're a better person than that, but you never know.
Yeah, or you might want to get revenge on the girl, and that might, or a guy, and that might, that's not a very good thing to do, so.
No, it's not.
My advice, try not to date interofficely. I just made that word up. That's all right.
Inter-officely. Nice word.
You like it?
I do.
I'll Webster it. It's actually right. There are a lot of things that can go wrong. It's not worth the risk of your job and dignity in private life to expose, get exposed to everyone. So, I didn't write anything for this next, but like, I mean, obviously situations like this do happen, and like, I figured this would probably be a good time to give advice to people that might be already in the situation, like if they're dating somebody and things might not work out.
Okay.
So like, what do you guys think? Like, say, Adam, you were dating somebody, like, at work, and you knew things might not be working out. Like, what would you do to, like, better things? Like, just make it not weird. Would you just, like, say screw you and, like, throw, like, a burger in her face if you worked at McDonald's?
No, I think that taking the honest approach and just telling her straight up what's going on and that whether or not it's working or if it's a bad idea. If she worked the same place as you, she'd probably understand the situation.
I think so, too.
I mean, if you saw it, and if you're taking a straight-up approach, she sees that it's nothing against her. You know, either way, it's going to suck, and you should.
Yeah.
You don't want to put yourself in that situation to begin with. So, try not to date inter-officely, as you said.
Inter-officely, that's the new word. My advice would also be, if you're in the situation already and things, if you think things aren't going to go good, maybe you might want to reconsider, like, removing yourself. Maybe, and say, like, you were working on a project with this person, you might want to, like, consider, like, maybe taking on a different project or something, just so you're not completely with that person all the time. So, that's our segment on inner office dating for the guy that wrote to us last time about his girl that he was after. Just some things to talk about.
Are we moving on to the next segment then?
Yeah, we can move on to the next segment.
What's our time looking like so far? It is going to be a longer show tonight, though. We're on Rant Radio.
Yeah, we're on Rant Radio, so. You know, we got to, like, mention at 10 when everybody jumps in, like, from that has listened to us before.
Yeah.
So,
new time.
Wow. We can do this small segment right here that I put. Effective communication. And I put, some people have talked to me, and they're, like, really bad at communicating with people, like, what they're feeling or, like, what they're thinking, like, to the opposite sex. And then, like, they ask advice on, like, what they could do to effectively communicate themselves to the other person. And, like, I don't know, letters have always worked for me, because, like, I'm always, I can write a good letter, and, like, I feel that, like, when I write the letter, and, like, I send it to the person, that they're gonna read it, they're just not gonna, I mean, like, if I'm talking to you, you have the ability to space off, but if there's something in front of you, and, like, they're reading, after they read a first paragraph, especially
you're a lot
letters,
more focused,
especially my letters, you can't drop my letters.
Definitely.
I'm a good letter writer.
Sure.
So it's like, you know, they kind of want to read more, and they'll focus on it easier. And, it, like, I think that's an effective way.
One drawback to that is that it's text, so they can put emphasis on certain things themselves or interpret certain things themselves.
That's why you got to be a good writer.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you're doing it just right.
It also helps because you can get your full viewpoint out without getting off track. Because in conversations, you can definitely get pushed off to other subjects and not get everything you wanted to say out.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
Or just have your mind drift. Like, do I have my homework done?
No, like, especially if you're nervous around somebody and, like, you want to try to get everything out, like you said. Like, everything's in there, but you don't know how to get it out in, like, what orders and stuff. So if you have time to, like, focus your thoughts and write everything down. And, like, letters are a good approach, I think, to effective communication, you know, with the opposite sex.
There's just some things that are easier to say in a letter.
Exactly. Some things are easier to say.
It's also nice because you don't get that kind of a letter every day. So when you do get that, you pay attention to it more. And you're like, whoa, maybe I should think about this.
Unless it's like in form of email. Like,
oh, yeah.
You should, you know, handwrite your letter.
Yeah, handwrite your letter.
Definitely.
If at all possible. Unless you have sloppy handwriting like I do. then I find a nice little font.
Even then, get someone to
and then
get someone
like
to
nice
transcribe
little.
It for you.
No,
yeah, get someone to transcribe it for you.
I don't know if I could be sitting there, like, talking to somebody and be like, alright, now write from the deepest, darkest parts of my heart. And I'll write, like, something.
I actually, this is kind of a geeky sidetrack, but I actually, you guys know what plotting machines are? They call them plotters.
Yeah.
For, like, people who do CAD work.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard stories of people hooking up plotters to systems using, you know, the cursive fonts or whatever.
Wow.
Those are an ink pen, basically.
Yeah.
So, you can use it to, you know, perfect handwriting or one of these things and make it look like you spent so much time.
It's kind of creative.
Effort, but it's just the plotter doing it.
It is kind of creative. If it's like a breakup letter, you just spent way too much time on that. But
well, don't break up with someone in a letter anyway.
With blood ink.
Yeah.
Not good.
Red blood. I mean, I signed this letter with my blood.
No. Sign it with a fingerprint.
Alright.
Off track. Okay, I went back forward.
Alright, back on track. A bouquet with a note would be an effective way to communicate. Just maybe not an effective way to get your point across, but to get their attention. Because, like, that's part of what you need to do when you're talking to somebody, you want to get your point across to somebody. You need to get their attention and make sure that they understand and you're on the right same track with that person. If not, they're going to be thinking something else, and it always sucks. So, like a bouquet, I put a singing telegram. I've never gotten one of these, but I want one.
Does that happen?
I don't know. Do they have them?
Well, as an alternative to that, if you were musically talented, you could record a song and deliver a CD or something.
Yeah.
That'll make you pay attention. Definitely.
I've done that before.
That's awesome.
Maybe I'll put a song and music on mine.
Wouldn't be that hard. Except, I'm not a very good singer. I'd just be talking over a nice melody.
You're like, baby.
Oh, how I love
you. You're like, I'm so sorry.
It's like one of those, like, melodramatic.
With echoes.
It's like, oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
All right, singing telegrams.
It would work.
Hey, you know what? We should start a singing telegram thing here on campus. I bet we can get a lot of money.
I bet you could, too. Like, a lot of drunk people would probably buy into that.
Man, that would be awesome.
That would be our Saturday night.
A better way,
that's true.
A better way to get money is to go to a party with a hat,
yeah,
walk around saying you're collecting money for the next cake. And then you just leave. With the money.
Until they see you on campus and kick your ass. They're like, bitch, it's
so
hard money.
You could probably do it at a Halloween costume party pretty easy.
Oh, good thinking.
Good
hey,
idea.
Let's do that this weekend.
Next weekend.
That's right.
Like,
I forget.
Because you could get so much money doing that. You're getting a keg of Guinness.
We need $10.
Okay.
We get like $1,000 night. We're like, that's paying for like another server.
Well, I got $100. Well, I'll give you change later.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll come back.
You know me.
Bob, come on. All right, we're off track. All right, small segment. Very important, especially, I think, in communicating. Especially when you're having relationship problems, don't be scared to say what you feel and think. You know,
because the other person's not going to be a mind reader and they're not going to know what you're thinking. So the only way to get it out is to tell them.
Exactly. And if you don't tell them, then things won't ever get fixed, especially if it's a relationship problem. Because, I mean, honestly, you can't fix things if you don't talk about things. So effective communication is very useful when dealing with the opposite sex. Because you need to get your point across and be on the same track.
Sounds good.
Thank you. I try.
You're welcome.
So, what time is it? Is it like 10?
Yeah, it's right about there. It's 9:57.
About that time.
Let's do our October plan updates and then we can
welcome
everybody else.
Who's going to go first? You go first.
All right. Well, the skateboarding thing, yeah. No ollie yet, but I've learned this little flip trick that Adam taught me, so that's cool. And I got to the gym yesterday, first time all month.
Congratulations.
So,
hey, it has to start somewhere.
So yeah, hopefully I can leave the room at 11 and go work out again.
Well,
maybe not, though.
It'll happen. I think you should go next,
no,
Laura.
No, I'm great. All right, so, about the whole toning up thing, I've been attempting to. I worked out 3 days last week, so I think I'm on a roll. I'm starting to get into the groove, and I'm eating a lot healthier. So
that's good.
Well, it sounds like you're on the right track.
You know, I'm trying.
I'll just go next since we're going down the line.
That sounds good.
I've been playing soccer every day, so obviously my workout routine. I kind of cheated because I said I'm going
to. You have to anyway, so.
I said I'm like, I'm going to work out, you know. But I play soccer for my university, for those of you who aren't familiar with us. And so I work out every day, so I cheated there. That's all right. But yeah, it's going good. We had a tournament this weekend.
How about you?
I got my ass kicked.
All right.
Yeah, I'm all sore, but that's about it.
You'll have that.
Yeah. Adam, how's your.
Well.
Emojis.
Yeah, here it is, excuses.
Well, it started out really good.
All right.
I went every day for a week and a half.
That's awesome.
And then just got really busy with school. It was midterm week. And school had to come before my October plan. And I'm doing good. I didn't get any midterm reports, so.
Yeah, same here.
That means I'm not getting any bad grades, which is good. And I just finished the majority of my homework tonight, so.
Good job.
I have no excuse to not go work out tomorrow. As you, if I remember, why, if you guys remember, my plan was to regain my abs because they had disappeared. But there's one major problem in that is that I like sugar too much.
That'll definitely present a problem.
And I'm also a little bit hypoglycemic, so I have to have sugar in my diet daily, otherwise I just feel so drained and dead.
I'm going to talk about the October plan, because people probably don't know what we're talking about. We decided at the beginning of the month that we'd come up with a plan to self-improve ourselves, and if you want to listen into like other shows, like our older shows, we were just talking about self-improvement and how that's a big step in dating, and like understanding what other people expect from you, and like how self-image and stuff like that, you know. So that's what our October plan was, just a step towards self-improvement.
Yeah. Okay, well now for all you people who just tuned in, expecting to hear the beginning of the show at 10 o'clock Central Time, well, I have moved to 9:30 Central Time because we have started to broadcast on Rant Radio. RantRadio.com, pimp, has lots and lots of good content and good shows. Just an amazing site to be part of now. I've been into the whole Rant Radio, you know, thing, listening to everything they have, watching the Rant Radio TV, listening to all the Sean Kennedy rants, watching the Patrolling, all the SKTFM shows. I was hooked. I've been hooked for about, you know, a year, almost 2 years probably.
Yeah.
So.
Smokehouse and Marion, thanks very much for letting us do this.
I know we're not known in the Rant Radio community. We don't really join in the IRC chatter, post on the forum, but.
No, I think this is a good time to do what I wanted to do. For those of you who aren't familiar with Rant Radio and, like, just how things go around here, it's, like, a really laid-back community. It's really cool. And it's just awesome. Listen in to other shows. There's, like, a lot of good shows on Rant Radio. Obviously, we're here. No, I'm just joking. So,
one of the highlights of Rant Radio is Sean Kennedy.
Yeah.
Who is the fucking man.
Yes, he is.
And he does some of the best rants that I've ever heard.
Yes, he is the rant master. And just for like our kickoff into Rant Radio, and for those of you who don't know what Rant Radio is and are listening to us right now, we're going to do this little brief rant that Sean Kennedy did a while back, and it's about women. And don't get offended by this. Well, you know, who cares? Screw it. If you're offended, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're offended. All right, I'll play this. I'll get this set up really quick. And all right, here we go.
All right, Sean Kennedy rant. Any moment. This is bad radio. It's not playing. Have you done the crossover? Do-to-do. Bad radio.
No, we got it. Sorry, I couldn't find the crossover.
All right, is it starting?
Yes, here we go. Okay, talk. All right, so we're having technical difficulties.
Well, while I get that working, I can say some more things about Rant Radio.
Yeah, you do that.
Well, it's basically out of Canada, like British Columbia, from what I've gathered, and they have listeners all around the world. They have lots of good shows.
Okay, here's a rant.
Once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, on Rant Radio.
Hi, Sean. I have to tell you something. I really care about you, and you're a good friend, but I'm afraid I just can't be more than that. I really just want to be friends. You just want to be fucking friends? Bitch, if I wanted to have more friends, I'd buy a fucking dog. Women today, I don't really understand what the hell's going on. You take them out, you have a good time with them. If you don't treat them like utter and complete shit, they brush you off. I don't really know what it is. I'm thinking that what you should do is when you meet a woman for the first time, you take her for coffee, be nice. Next time you talk to her, sum up the courage, punch her right in the fucking head, because that is the only way they seem to be understanding this. I see it day in, day out. So do you. Think about the last time you saw a wicked, wicked chick. Last time you saw it, what was she with? She was with some piece of shit hanging off her arm. What the fuck is up with that? Are they intimidated by intelligent guys, or they're just not into it? Oh, I don't like it. You're a nerd, bitch. I have six figures in my bank account. What is your damage here? Hey, he's really cool. Yeah, I'm sure he's nice and sweaty and hairy. And, you know, if you want to sit a beer on his forehead, that's just perfect. But other than that, you might want to consider your economic standing in the world. Love is not about money. No, not at all. But it's about life. And if you're going to choose someone to be your life partner, you better be goddamn sure it's better than just something between the sheets. I get people coming up to me every day, all day, asking me for advice on their love life. What the hell is your problem? Number one problem in people's love life is that they have no self-respect. They don't respect themselves. They just sit there and go, oh, well, you know, she'll eventually, you know, come around. She'll decide, excuse me, that's stalker talk, okay? Keep the stalker talk down. Shit like, oh, well, she'll eventually learn to like me if I, you know, just buy her this coat. She'll learn to like me if I, say, sneak into her bathroom. She'll learn to like me if I, like, kidnap her and do MK Ultra experiments on her. Okay, we're having damage here. We're getting into the Damon Cronenberg syndrome. And you know what? It doesn't change. It's not just young people. There's a lot of old people too. People who are like 45, 46 and decide, oh my god, I'm gonna die alone. So what? You always die alone. The other person doesn't die, they're holding you. They fucking live on. You're a dead motherfucker. You don't want to die alone?
The Alcor Foundation.
And the Alcor Foundation specializes in cryonics. Hey, by 2020, you don't even have to fucking die. So never mind the alone part. And what's so bad about dying alone anyway? Some crazy bitch doesn't get half? Oh well, so what? Bottom line, get a life, get a helmet, get a fucking job, and get some goddamn self-respect. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Sean Kennedy, the man.
Yes, definitely.
I love that rant. And Sean Kennedy, you are the man. And I don't know, it just sums up so many things that, you know, I want to rant about, and it's just like perfect.
I personally liked it myself. Definitely.
Yeah, I liked it.
We're gonna play some more in the weeks to come.
Yeah, we found some other good Sean Kennedy rants. I know some of you have like heard these a couple hundred times.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
there's, I've heard people that, you know, put them in their cars and drive around listening to them, you know, and can recite them word for word.
Adam.
I only know one of the rants word for word.
Suicide rant.
Suicide rant, which I
read. Okay. All right, so with that, we're just going to continue our show because that was just an awesome rant, and now I'm pumped again.
That takes those to get you pumped.
It does. Those are awesome.
Oh, and yeah, Sean Kennedy is really against Scientology, the Church of Scientology. And it's so funny just to hear him go off on Scientology.
Yeah.
They're a cult.
Okay, anyhow. All right, we always talk about dating rules and stuff like that. And we've been talking about dating tips, like first date tips for guys, first date tips for girls, ending date tips, starting date tips. These are like all on our previous shows that we've had. And, these are kind of just like in between, like you're wanting to date a girl or you're already dating a girl and like you're still in the iffy zone. And these are just like some ideas or tips, I guess, rules for guys that guys can follow. And I'm going to start out with number one. And then, Shannon, do you want to take two? Do you want to take one?
I get two.
All right, you take three. Well, how about this? Shannon, you start out with one. And then we'll just keep going down the line because it'll be easier that way.
All right, well, are these numbered backwards again?
These are numbered, no. It doesn't matter, there's no number.
All right, well, we'll just start off with number one on our sheets. Ask her out once and only once. The cardinal rule is, if a woman is interested in a man, she'll make herself available to him, even if she has to turn you down. an interested woman will say something like, "But I'd really like to go out maybe next week."
I think this is a good rule, just for the fact that, you know, it's never good to pester a girl, or a guy, for that matter. I guess these are all about rules for guys. So it's never good to pester a guy about things, and, or a girl, I mean, excuse me. Like, you don't want to seem over-pushy, so...
But if the girl gives you a legit reason, like...
Washing your hair is not a legit reason.
No, of course not.
But sometimes it's hard to tell. Like, some girls, like, don't really elaborate. They're like, yeah, you know, I've had this girl's night planned out for a long time. Or something like that. And, like...
And they very well could have, though.
I know, but it sounds fake. So, I mean, sometimes you will never know.
Yeah.
So...
It's just a chance you're going to have to take.
Yeah, so I think... For a matter of sake, you know, you'd want to be like, all right, I tried. Maybe instead of the once rule, try twice. If it doesn't work after two times, just say screw it, because it's probably, you know, she's probably just blowing you off. And even if she's not, she'll probably come to you and ask you what's going on if, you know, something is there. So.
But she might also not want to bother you again, because she may have thought you became disinterested.
Well, that's, I guess that's true. But... You never know. Then it wasn't meant to be if you guys are just going to screw each other off.
Sounds good.
All right, you're number two.
All right, number two. Learn how to be a great lover. Know what your women want. don't try to guess at things and leave her unsatisfied. Talk to her and know what she's expecting and wanting. You'll be surprised if you sit and listen for a bit and take some advice on how better things can get. Because girls know what they're talking about generally and what they want.
What did you just
exactly.
say? I just missed that. Oh, wait.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Forgot to listen.
Just joking.
No, but, like, you know, this is more leaning towards, like, the you're already, like, having sex part. And, like, most girls know what they want. Laura is laughing her ass off over here for some reason. But, yeah, I mean, listen to your female companion and, like, you know, if she doesn't like something, just don't do it. That's my rule, I guess, or tip that I give you all. Adam? You're spacing off again. Take it.
No, I just...
Seriously, he was looking at his mic like it was a mic, like a candy bar. He was like, candy bar.
I need sugar.
I'll get you some Pepsi or beer.
Sure, the stream sounds good.
Sure.
I was just waiting.
No. Beer sounds good, though.
You take nutrition class?
No.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, do you have any advice for...
No, I don't have anything for that one. So.
Okay. I'll read number three.
Pass me by.
Alright, always date over your head. Never settle, never ever lower your standards just to get a date. If you ever see a pretty girl and you think it's like way out of your league, go for it anyway. You're just going to be more excited when that girl, like that hot girl, actually that you wanted turns to you and accepts you. And it, unless you're like rich or handsome, odds are you won't always win. But when you do strike gold, it's going to be sweet. So, obviously, don't try to, you know, underestimate yourself and be like, oh, I'll go with a girl with two teeth instead of, you know, a girl. Yeah. I mean, like, the girl with two teeth is going to date me, so let's go with that. No, obviously, you know, you want to be having some sort of good relationship. I mean, I'm not going to say that two-teeth girl is not going to have a good relationship. But, yeah, you know, you just want to push yourself to something better. Because that's what it's about.
Because if they're better, if they are better, they'll probably better yourself as well.
Exactly. We're going to talk about that in another show. All
right.
We were talking about this this morning. We set up a big piece of paper in our hallway here.
Yeah?
Like the size of our hallway, just so like anytime
nice.
We have an idea, we can write it down.
That's a good idea.
We'll take a picture of it sometime.
All right.
But,
Now, for number three, we've talked about on a past show where people set their standards too high and it says to never, ever... Lower your standards.
You want
well, to get a date?
I wouldn't say like.
I mean,
all right. I guess you don't want to like set them too high to the point that you know if you're expecting to date like Claudia Schiffer or like you know Nicole Kidman or somebody like that.
She wants to date Natalie Portman.
Yeah, Natalie Portman and I are gonna go on a date next week.
Alright.
But yeah, she's kind
of. Tell me how that goes.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you're the one that has the Avril.
No, you're the one
that has it, yeah. Yeah, whatever. All right, so, I mean, don't set your standards, like, to, hey, if you, I don't know how to say this. Don't overset your standards, but don't underset your standards either. Find a happy medium, and
step it up a notch. That's what I'm going
to
say.
I mean, if you've been trying to get someone for the last 5 years and it's not working, maybe you could lower it a little bit.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're trying to get the same person for the 5 years, you probably want to...
if you just got out of a relationship and you find yourself lowering your standards a lot, then you should give yourself some time. Because people, like, go through a breakup and they just take whatever walks. She has two teeth and she's sexy. And that's where that woman with two teeth gets a good relationship.
That reminded me of the ad we saw. Oh, he lost his two legs and one arm, but he didn't want to give up his other arm for the country.
Yeah, we went to the Michael Moore Slackers, what is it called?
Slacker tour, I don't know.
Yeah, the Slackers Get Out and Vote tour.
I wanted to see that. Was it good?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was awesome.
Michael Moore, we found out last night that he's a damn good speaker, and yeah, he can rant.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll talk about that after this is done.
All right.
I'm just trying to keep us on track here.
Okay. We're never on track.
I know. Adam, read number four.
Number four. Do not tolerate intolerable behavior. Women can get us whipped, majorly whipped. The rule is, call her on her bad behavior. Tell her when you don't want to be treated this way. If she acts like a bitch, cut the day short and tell her why. If she breaks a date for no good reason, don't ever call her again. If she's really interested, she'll change her behavior.
Sometimes you have to be harsh.
Yeah, because you can't let someone take total control over you like right away.
Especially guys. I'm not going to lie. We become whipped really easy.
I mean, there's always a dominant one in the relationship, but you don't want her to be way up here and you down there and, like, kissing her feet.
I think girls have, like, some weird ability over guys. It's just like, hey, let's do this. Okay.
I mean, a guy will inevitably be whipped.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no control over that.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
I am naturally born whipped because I just want to treat my girl like a princess all the time.
Yeah, same here. But, like...
But as long as they're treating you like a prince back, it should be all right.
Yeah. My advice, try not to get whipped so early. Try to delay the inevitable.
Yeah, seriously. That's a good call.
I mean, that's kind of what number four is about. Just don't get whipped so early in a relationship because... It's going to suck. I mean, you're going to be sitting there, and when you're supposed to be having fun, you're going to be running to the store for tampons or something. So, what have you done that before?
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with doing that, though.
No, there's obviously Mr. Princess Blanket. No, I'm joking. I'm like that, too. I would do that. So, I'd be like, all right, that's, which ones? All right, we're talking number five, Joe Reed, before I talk anymore.
Don't be predictable, but women have a low boredom threshold, and falling into predictable patterns can sound the death.
Okay.
No. Who wrote this?
This is a new writer.
All right, shut up. All right, don't be predictable. I was just trying to say, you know.
Okay, it'll make the big death bell sound for your relationship. Not to mention opening the door for more adventuresome rivals. Wow. Okay, so
Kennell.
No.
Someone get on Google. Someone get on Google and see what
Kennell
means.
I'm sorry for using good words. Alright, I'm just trying to say, don't be, like, predictable. Don't, like, have everything... It's kind of going along with the whip thing, you know? Don't let yourself... Don't have the girl know exactly what you're going to do if she says something, you know?
That's boring.
Constantly surprise
Very
your
boring.
Women. Yeah, women like the whole mysterious sort of thing, so do that. Don't be, like, predictable and always bring her a flower, like, every third Wednesday of every month or something like that. Switch it up and bring her some candy.
There you go.
A candy necklace.
Yeah. Break a date once in a while. That's what I put. Wow.
That's
kind of.
Yes. Give her some mixed signals. These are for, like, you know, if you're barely starting to date somebody. But I don't know about breaking a date. I wouldn't break a date. Now that I've read this. or don't show up. Expect unexpectedly at her doorstep. That could be stalkerish. Don't overdo it, but don't let her get bored. Gotcha. Sorry for the big words.
It's five letters. It just incredibly surprised me with the.
But
no.
I was just thinking, like,
Death now.
Death now.
I was just thinking how that one could change so much that if once you person is like your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like the showing up unexpectedly. If you showed up unexpectedly and you're like, okay, we're going on a date.
Yeah, that would work. But if you're like second date and you just show up at her door.
I mean, if you have the, I guess
you're like, let's go.
We're going now.
Easy way of putting it, but if you had the permissions.
Whoa.
The permissions to do that.
Yes.
If you were. If the file permissions were set just right, where you had the authority to do that.
There you go.
Nice.
All right, Laura, read number six.
All right, number six. Don't be a doormat. Never act needy, desperate, or clingy. Especially never grovel for sex. All right, I didn't write this. Just to let you all know that again.
I'm sorry. It wasn't planned like this.
All right, assert your independence. Stand up for your rights as a man. Refuse to tolerate any kind of sexual blackmail or manipulation. Just because you're nice doesn't mean you have to be weak.
I would agree with that.
You wrote it. You should agree with
that. I know. Well, like, obviously you don't want to, like, girls have that power over you. They're going to be like, hey, you know, if you don't do something, it's like, take out the trash. If not, you know.
Nope. Not, yeah.
I'm not going to be the maid tonight or something like that.
That was awesome.
But, like, you know, they have, like, that power over guys, and just don't let it overpower you.
It's also a big turnoff when guys are needy.
Yeah. And grovelly.
Very, especially when they're grovelly.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my God. Come on. Not that we know anybody.
Like,
please?
Please,
please. All
right,
I'll be your best friend.
I'll be forever. Pinky swear. Shut up. You know you like it.
I do.
All right, number seven. Never apologize for your masculine sexuality. We were talking about this, Laura and I, earlier. I'm naturally flirtatious with most girls that I meet.
Overly flirtatious.
All right, I'm overly flirtatious with most girls I meet. And I guess, you know, I'm not going to... you know, apologize for that. Like, if
no,
I'm
it's fine.
Flirting
you're
with
single.
A girl,
go for
I'm
it.
Like, well, like, I've gotten into trouble before, you know.
You probably would.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
But, like, I don't mean to, and it just happens. But I'm not going to, like, apologize for it, because it's normal to, like, be, I mean, to have attraction to a female. So I'm not going to...
Well, of course it is, but you...
I mean, if it's going to be like, you know, hey, let's go get it on, you know, right now. I mean, it's totally different, but, like, if you're going to be flirtatious, I don't think I have to apologize for that.
All right.
Laura doesn't agree.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay, number eight. Don't be available all the time. Women like the chase as much as men do. Be mysterious. Make sure she realizes that she doesn't have you all sewn or...
Is it a big word?
Soon.
It's got four letters in it.
Which one is it?
Number sewn.
All soon. Soon up.
All sewn up. Have you ever seen the word sewn? Yeah.
I didn't think it was spelled like that.
It is.
Okay. We're not talking about, like, corn here.
And we were just talking about how I'm taking my last English class I'll ever need to take.
Yeah. You might need another one.
English speak, I do good.
You know,
and there's nothing wrong with showing open interest in another woman. Make your girlfriend work for it a little, and if she doesn't take you for, so she doesn't take you for granted. I don't.
Okay, this
I'm gonna recognize.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know, Rich.
I was trying to be controversial here.
If you have a girlfriend, you shouldn't be showing any interest. In
well,
her.
Exactly.
Like, all right, my goal for this was, you know, dating. Like, when
unless
you start off dating with somebody,
guy.
If, like, a girl's not gonna. What was that?
I said, unless you needed a black eye for some reason.
Oh, black
yeah.
eye.
I need a black eye for this part in the school play.
I got
beat me, woman.
But, like, my aim for this was, like, if you're starting to date a girl, I mean, if you're, like, on a second date or third date already with this girl, and you have no obligation to be, I mean,
you're not together.
You're not together. So, like, if you're going to, you still can flirt with another girl or something, and that'll show you and the girl, like, you can see the reactions and see how that works. If this other girl's, like, not caring, you know, that you're flirting with other girls, then, you know, right then and there that it might not be working out.
Or she could just be cool with it and letting you do your thing.
Yeah, and then that's cool, too. So, I mean, but you gotta judge it sometimes. You gotta test it out, test the waters.
All right.
That's what
so
I was
you can get
for.
Away with? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I was trying
you
to
would.
Make this as English as possible, since you guys can't read my no. All right.
I can't
remember. I hope number 9 involves being involved with each other for a while.
Yeah, this one's okay. Involved with each other
okay.
For a while.
Because number 9 is stop paying for dates. This is... Yeah. Well, if you are dating a girl for a while now, there should be some sort of mutual understanding that both of you should trade off or help with dates. To do this, let her plan dates and run a night. Don't be... Nice spelling. Pressured to always be the one to do it. It'll probably spice some things up a bit. I thought you were trying to spell pasteurize there or something.
No, it's pressure.
Yeah.
Don't be pasteurized. We got it.
Did I spell it wrong? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, a little bit. I should have spell check on his computer.
I can spell Mel, but I can't spell...
Yeah, Notepad doesn't have spell check.
But they look nice, don't they? Show notes.
They are nice.
They do.
I tried.
There we go. All right,
They would look sexy if I did it, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
they would. I've seen some of his work.
Okay. Obviously, with this one, you just want to... Like, after a while, you're going to start sharing your responsibility at dates. Because, I mean, dating is not a one-sided thing. So, you know...
No.
So... And not to mention, like, if a guy plans a date all the time, we're eventually going to run out of ideas. So let your girlfriend plan a date or something, and you can have, like, more things that, you know, I guess.
More options?
Options. That's the word. Thank you.
Anytime.
Yes. I mean,
that kind of goes back to number 5 with not being predictable, too.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Who wants to be predictable?
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Exactly. Which?
Which leads me to my next thing.
Exactly.
Number 10, have fun.
Alright, guys.
Alright, so, unfortunately, a lot of guys are intimidated by and even scared of women, which I don't get, but I hear they are. Because women have this awesome sexual power they exert, okay. Guys are afraid of rejection. They walk on eggshells around women. And trying to second guess if what they're doing is right. So, yeah. Lighten up, have confidence, be yourself. And guys who are successful with women have fun.
It's true, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
They treat their dates like a... Alright, here, what?
I said, okay, treat your dates like a bratty little sister. If you're not comfortable around women...
Okay.
Like, think of, like, especially in her first or second date or third date.
Just be able to joke around.
Yeah, just treat her like a sister or something. Yeah, obviously, you're not going to kiss your sister at a date. But, like, I mean...
Use that with caution.
Use that mindset. Don't be afraid.
Don't tackle her.
Your sister is a girl. If you have a sister, your sister is a girl that's dating people out there. So, obviously, your sister is in, you know, the women area.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Being a sister.
Yeah.
And, Eric has a sister.
Eric does have a sister. Well, he still hasn't showed his picture. So, yeah.
Why would he be scared of us seeing the picture of his sister?
I don't know. He says guys go after her all the time. We should bring him out and ask him. He's not listening to our radio show.
No, we did get some feedback from last week's show from girls saying that we were being too hard on Eric.
Yeah.
He's so shy.
Yeah, because he's so shy.
And that they just wanted to go and hug him because we were being so hard on him.
So sad.
We did.
We're doing a good job then.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. No, but we did converse with him before the show, like Laura and I did. And we asked him if he was, like, you know, because...
Intimidated by females.
Yeah. And he's... I mean, like, a lot of people are intimidated by females. Adam's intimidated. I'm intimidated sometimes.
I don't get why. They're just people. It's... Like, the worst that can happen is they reject you. Okay, go on to the next one. Oh, well.
That's what I think. But they can also be... They can ruin your life.
Really?
No. But, okay. Some people like to think that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Do you want to talk about the Michael Moore thing? Because I really like that.
Okay, well, it's a little bit off topic. But that's all right. We've been pretty on topic most of the time.
Yeah. We're doing good.
As the listeners who've been listening to the past shows know, we are on a certain college campus in the Midwest. You can find out the name of it if you listen back. I think the name was dropped once.
Hey, we might as well say it. People are going to know.
Yeah, we are in the wonderful corn state of Iowa.
Yes, we attend Iowa State University.
Iowa State University.
And
Michael Moore was just here last night for his Slackers tour thing. where he was giving out free ramen noodles and
really?
Underwear.
And underwear.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish I would have been there.
Oh, it was so awesome.
And
I know some of you probably are Bush fans.
That man can rant. And I was surprised how he took it when the Republicans sat right behind him and started heckling him during his, you know, his speech or whatever.
That was the best part.
And did they really?
Yeah,
what did they do
like,
to him?
He was talking about Bush, whatever, and the war, and he started heckling him. And he's like, "Hey, if you support the war so much, here's a."
He's like, "I brought with me." He's like, "Enlistment,
yeah,
enlistment
that's
form
awesome.
In the army."
That's
like,
great.
If you support the war so much, why don't you sign up? And they threw him the
enlistment
like,
papers.
He's like, "I want you to sign up right here, right now, in front of everybody, so everybody can see how much you support President Bush and his war."
And the guy,
and, like,
snuck
the
out.
Guy just like snuck out.
That's great.
But, like, everybody was standing up, like, clapping it, and it was cool.
Oh, I'm sure
that was, like,
there.
A powerful moment.
Yeah.
That guy can speak, though. Even if you're a Republican or whatever, just listening to him speak is cool. Just because, I mean, obviously, you're not going to agree with his points, but the way he can, like, captivate a crowd is awesome.
And it wasn't, like, stand-up Fahrenheit 9/11 or anything. It was different material. It was...
Was it really?
Yeah, he, like, took... Like, questions from the crowd and stuff, too. Like, it wasn't
a lot of it
interactive.
A lot of it was why you need to get out there and vote. He wasn't...
That's great.
He wasn't... I mean, he was, you can tell he's biased, but he's...
Was he bashing the Republicans, or...
He did for a while.
A lot?
Yeah. He did for a while, and he was like, you know, Republicans suck.
But he said he should have a little bit of compassion because they only have a couple of weeks left.
That's great.
No, it was great. I had fun. He was late because he got delayed on the plane. But,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he showed up fashionably. Fashionably late. An hour and a half late.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I could have gone.
Yeah, you could have.
Should have.
Bummed.
But, alright, let's continue. I just wanted to rant a bit, or just talk about that, because it was really fun. And he's an awesome speaker. But, let's see. We got to talk about dating tips. Every week we have a dating tips. I guess we already had a dating tips, but we have two dating tips this week, because I just wanted... This is last week's dating tip that we didn't get to.
Alright.
That's why we have two dating tips this week. And last week was... That we couldn't get to, because we didn't have enough time, was flirting tips. And I'll just read some things off of here, and you guys can chime in whenever you guys wish. Just interrupt me whenever, because this could get kind of boring. No, not really.
Alright,
Women are so much more subtle about flirting clues than men really need, and men really need to pay more attention. Men aren't used to women flirting with them. An overwhelming majority of men said that they would just love it if a woman would talk to them first, or at least express a large clue that you were interested in checking them out. And the following are some tips, or I guess flirting ideas, or whatever you want to call them, of things that work. Flirting wise, I guess. Repeated contact. At least three separate verbal or nonverbal clues need to be given. Like, why the first time he's going to look around for a girl, make sure that it's him that you're flirting with. Like, the second time that you know it's him that and he gets flushed and, like, pleased or whatever. And, like, the third time, like, you can express interest by introducing yourself, you know, commenting on his tie or whatever. But, like, rule of three, try to, like, make eye contact, approach him, you know, make sure that's who you want to talk to, and then actually talk to him. You know, that'd be a good way of flirting. Especially with girls, because girls have this weird, like, if I just, like, look at a girl and, like, we make eye contact, I'm just like, wow. I think, like, that's really powerful, the eye contact thing. Wow, it's really sad. I'm a genius. I took this article from
dumbfounded us.
No, I took this article from online. I can't take credit for this.
Okay.
But, so the repeat to contact thing works. The next thing would be the whisper. Flirting technique. Guys and girls could use both of these. If you're a girl, you can use this on guys. It's always good to get their attention. Ask them if you can tell them a secret, then whisper in their ear, "I just love your tie," or "Can I buy it from you when you're done with it?" Like, you know, just some sort of little flirt, or like pickup line. Nothing like, you know... Pickup lines that we've gone over in previous
shows.
Yeah,
those would be a little bit out there, but yeah.
But like, you know, just something fun.
Bond. James Bond.
Wow.
Like, okay. Yeah. Just say the rest of it. You're like, that was it.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, wow was a pickup line. I think it was like effective 33%.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Oh, really? That. Oh, I was just saying, wow, to yours.
No, like if you go up to a girl and you're like, wow, I guess
that would work.
Really?
Because it doesn't sound like you're. Like an actual pickup line. It just sounds like you're
It depends how you said it, though. Like, if you just go up to a girl and you're like, wow.
But no eye contact could destroy that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. Above neck level. Yeah.
Like,
wow.
It could go. It could be dangerous.
It
could be dangerous. It could go really well.
Although, I'm going to say that. On a general, like, speaking level, if you're, like, doing the whole eye contact thing with girls, I don't know if this is, like, brought up later, but it's always, like, when you're looking at a girl, like, it's alright to, like, look them up and down, you know? Girls kind of like being checked out. I mean, they're dressed up all nice if you're at a bar or something. And if they dressed up all nice and took the time, they obviously want to get checked out. So don't feel ashamed if you just, like, you know, check a girl out. Like, go up and down and make sure that's what you want, you know?
Yeah.
Check out the goods.
Nice. Nice.
Check out the hardware. Geeky style. Alright, Adam, you can read the next one since you're trancing.
The whisper one?
Yeah. No, the next one. We just read that one.
Okay, yeah, I am trancing. Okay, the trance is in the background. Okay, repeated contact?
No, we read that one too.
Oh. I asked you the third one. You said.
Don't sit with other women. That
oh,
one.
Well, I'm way off.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I need to stop listening to this music. Okay.
He's into it.
Don't sit with other women. Men don't want you to reject them in front of an audience. If you do go out with a friend, separate every so often to take a breather from talking. Men do not want to risk your disapproval by interrupting you. You have already missed out on a lot of quality, polite men who didn't want to interrupt.
So, like, if you're sitting with a group of girls, and, like, if...
Yeah,
say I was a guy at a bar, and, like, I saw a whole group of girls, I wouldn't want to go up and, like, talk to the whole group of girls, like, with... Like, if I was just interested in the girl in the center, you know? I wouldn't want to go up to the group of girls and, like, flirt with a girl.
Yeah, that makes it really intimidating.
Yeah, so if you're a girl, stand up and, like, walk around them.
Try to alienate yourself from the group.
Yeah, if, obviously...
Just for, like, a few seconds to see if, anything...
pops up.
If you get any bites or any catch. I got one.
I think we covered this in a different
episode.
Yeah, episode when, like, you know, you act differently around your friends. So I mean, that's kind of that's like what makes it intimidating is that the guy's going to be a little bit cautious cuz you're around like people that you're familiar with.
You know, or like say if maybe the girl likes that guy, but in her group guy, so you play them off
exactly.
In front of the group.
Yeah.
Because you're the one, I mean, the whole peer pressure thing.
And this could go for girls, so obviously if you're a girl, it might be more effective for a girl to go to a group of guys and flirt with one guy, because, like...
Yeah, I just go up to the group, but I'm not that shy around guys, so...
Well, I'm not that shy around a girl. So, obviously...
We don't have a problem, but if you do...
If you do, though, I would say that it would probably, if you're a girl... You know, I don't think it'd be that big of a problem as if it would be if you were a guy going up
to the guys would probably welcome you there.
Yeah, exactly, because they'd all want to hit on you anyhow if you were a girl going up to all these guys.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So yeah.
The next one?
Treat men gently.
Yeah, treat men gently. If someone you are not interested in approaches you and flirts, be nice. All the other men are watching to see what you do. If you laugh after he leaves or show visual disapproval, you're cutting your chances on anyone else approaching you. Try shaking his hand and saying something like, "It was so nice of you to approach me. What's your name?" "Tom?" "Tom, I know how hard it is to meet people. I might have a girlfriend who'd be interested in you."
It's harsh, you know, to say that, or like, but it's... I kind of see how this works. I mean...
Yeah, it could be one of those things where... I can only show it, like, visually, but you'd just be like...
Yeah, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Like, it's not a broken heart, but it's, like, twisted.
Yeah, you're just like, ugh.
Rejected, but not quite. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, but be nice to the guys if you're... These most stereotypes are girls, by the way, if you haven't been catching on.
I got that, thanks.
Okay. So do chime in if you have any ideas.
Okay.
But, like, I think, you know... Treating a guy nice if he, like, approaches you, be like, "No, you know what, sorry, I'm not interested, or I'm here with my boyfriend." That one is an effective one. Like, don't say it overly loud, so like somebody else can hear.
Mm-hmm.
But like, especially if you're like interested in other guys in the place, but like just whisper in his ear, be like, you know, I'm here with my boyfriend. Sorry.
You also have to think of all the courage that this poor guy mustered up to go and talk to you. So let him down gently.
Whisper in his ear.
My boyfriend will destroy you.
No. But I mean, really. So guys, according to this episode, guys say that it's hard to approach girls. So the least you could do is be nice about it and understanding.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Okay. I can read the next one because I've been slacking.
Okay, go for it. I was just checking out. What? How are you doing? How are you?
Okay. If he acts like a jerkhole, be polite but firm.
That was awesome.
Hand him a copy of the men's version of the Flirting with Greatness and ask him to go practice on someone else. What the heck? That sounds like a... Okay.
That sounds like an
insult. Firmly say, lines with sexual overtones are not only not attractive to you, but to most other women in the world.
Yeah. So, if he's a jerk hole. What do you?
I just add that in.
No, if he's a jerk, then obviously, ladies, you want to take appropriate action, and
definitely.
That's what Mace is for.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what Mace is for.
You're like, hey, it's going.
I just said hi.
Don't let anyone disrespect you.
All I wanted to say was hi.
Your zipper is undone.
I just wanted to give you back your wallet.
Yeah, make sure, you know, before you use Mace, and that he's has no other intentions. But, yeah.
I like this. I've seen people do this before. Use the buddy system. Walk through a group of men and have someone watch to see who checks out or checks you out.
Yeah.
That works.
It does.
It does.
I mean, honestly.
And friends that are, like, say if you're a guy and you have friends that are girls, they do that to you without even asking. You'll be like, that girl is checking you out. You're like, what?
But who? Oh.
Because we're mostly oblivious.
Because guys don't pay attention.
Yeah, we're mostly oblivious to it. We're just like, oh, there's a girl checking me out.
Oh,
holy
if you have girls
shit.
Who
happens,
are,
what?
If you have girls who are friends that aren't doing that for you, you should ask them what's up. Be like, hey, you're supposed to do that for me.
Exactly.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, you have good friends to go out with.
Okay. Be more irresistible.
Yeah.
Show a little leg. Wear higher heels.
Redder lipstick.
That looks like a whore.
The redder the lipstick, the more available, the more noticeable you would be.
Arch your back,
show what you got. Wear earrings that are interesting enough to make someone comment on them. You know what? Like, I used to not like those huge chandelier, like,
earrings,
but, ooh.
I'm proud you know that they're called chandelier earrings.
Chandelier
that's
earrings.
Pretty.
And,
that's awesome.
Ooh, they're nice.
And they just look like chandeliers. That's what else would you call them? The big floppy
things.
I like that.
I don't know.
At first, I thought they were weird, but...
You think they're sexy now?
Yeah, they do.
Good. Yeah. Obviously, if you're a girl, don't overdress yourself and make you... Don't make it look like you're supposed to be on the corner. Because that is never good. I mean, you might get guys to hit on you, but they're obviously
thinking... But not
thinking,
the guys you want.
And they're obviously, you know, thinking something else if they think you should be working on a corner.
Exactly.
So, and honestly, to tell you the truth, I like the plain-looking girl, like, better over, the, like, the overly done girl.
Yeah. Alex? The plain, shy, bookworm-looking person.
With the nice, geeky glasses?
They look more approachable when they
Richard
shy.
Loves the geeky glasses.
Thank you.
He does not stop talking about the geeky glasses.
Alright, let's continue, sir.
Okay, look over your shoulder and smile at him. This asymmetrical position is always a signal you are interested in.
Huh. That's interesting.
If the guy even notices.
Yeah.
Yeah. His friends are gonna be like, dude, she's checking you out.
Right?
And then the dude's gonna look over your shoulder asymmetrically. And then there'll be some asymmetrical like,
action
bonding.
Going.
And he'll just look with his jaw drops and be like,
tractor beam. It's like, eye contact. You're just like, it's made in heaven.
Okay, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a look all over from head to toe. Nod with approval and then flash him your most winning smile.
That was great.
You should try that. Hey, can you try that and like tell us how it goes?
I'll see what I can do.
You can remove the your most winning smile. Just
if you didn't nod, just be like,
give him a look all over. Damn boy, nod with approval and then flash him.
Like, damn boy, you got it going on.
Did you say flash him?
That's what I thought it said at first, and then I was like, whoa.
Smile, just remove that. Yeah. Smile with approval and then flash. Yeah. I guarantee
what he does.
You're gonna get his attention then.
Great attention.
Well, if he notices,
you're gonna get it then.
Yeah. There you go. That's so sad.
Like, even if he's not attracted to you, you're gonna get his attention.
No. Very true. Alright, I'll read the last one. Remember that flirting is a way of connecting from heart and acknowledging someone. Be generous and have fun. Just, you know, don't be stressed about things when you're out and flirting with people.
And also, there's a time limit for flirts.
Is there?
Yeah, don't spend, like, 10 minutes getting to the flirt, like, when you're working up to it, you know?
Yeah, don't do people,
like, work up to it?
No, I've heard people, like, a flirt should not last. I mean, like, I don't know, I don't have any good example, but I've heard people do it before, where something they could have said in probably a one-liner, they spend, like,
a few minutes bumbling over?
Yeah.
Alright.
Gotcha.
Keep it short and concise.
Be like, oh, your hair, it looks like...
Oh, the hair, it's like... it's like a waterfall.
It's brown and it's long and... Oh,
it reminds you of a horse's tail.
It looks like... It reminds me of a horse's tail.
Right.
It looks like my grandma's and... Oh, it's pretty.
Be concise. Be like, wow, you have awesome hair tonight.
Yeah, because you can...
You're well groomed tonight.
You can ruin it if you don't execute it right.
Yeah, you
smell.
You smell.
Nice. Yeah. No pause. That would
be great. No. But it would leave a funny element to it and something that she'd remember if she said that.
Yeah, don't,
because you'd probably piss her off for like a minute or a second. She'd be like,
what?
Oh, okay, cool.
You'll see the angry face turn.
Expect
into a smile.
The slap, maybe. That would be a
slap.
Alright, you guys want to talk really quick?
We got another 15 minutes to go.
I know,
anybody have any rants to do?
I'm going to check the AIM questions. I'm going to filter through all
of
them.
Oh, yeah, go check the AIM questions.
I'm
going
to filter through these because we get a lot of them. So I'm going to see what we got.
Need some small talk here.
Alright.
So.
Any dates you've been on lately?
No, so it's, you have to go.
No? Alright. Friday night, I went to Friday Night Lights.
Oh, the movie?
Yes, the movie.
Was it good?
I liked it. It
would have been
time.
Good if you were by yourself?
No, not at all.
Alright.
The date made the movie.
Okay. Is it a good date movie?
Yeah, it is.
Right. It's Friday night, I wanted to go see the Team America movie. I still want to see it.
That's good.
That movie looks really dumb, man.
No way.
Well, I mean, it looks
anything
good.
From those creators,
anything that Trey Parker and Matt Stone do has been.
No, I
except
mean,
for basketball wasn't that good.
Okay.
It was funny.
Obviously, it's going to be a good movie. I mean, Dumb and Dumber is like one of my favorite movies, and it's like the dumbest movie ever.
Well, it has the. I saw in the preview where it shows the dictator from North Korea, and they give him the Chinese guy voice from South Park.
I think they have like a claymation of Michael Moore in there too.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think
they have
awesome
a look to my
thing.
Widow friend.
I think like another thing, like they have what's his name? I forget what his name is, but I'll think of it. Sorry. I do have one thing to talk about though, and it's a question from a listener. It's
someone sent us one over AIM.
Yeah, number one. Yeah, that's alright, we can do this one now. Alright, this is a question from a listener. We can hit this up. I knew we were missing something.
Alright.
I'm like, my show notes are always perfect.
Well, you told us to skip over that one because
he's just so perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody. Well.
Oh, you know.
A little cocky there.
Hey, you said it, not me.
She said cocky or.
I don't think she knows that.
Oh.
Alright, we'll explain it.
Say bukkake on the air. Listeners will love it. So say bukkake. Do it.
Don't.
The ratings go through the roof.
All right, anyhow, I'm going to say this question. This is a question from a listener, and it goes as follows. I am really good friends with this one girl. We're nothing but friends, but we're getting shit from a lot of people because of it. We have a lot of the same friends, and lately it seems it's been getting worse. People don't understand that the friendship, and know that we are just close friends. What do I do? And like he followed it up with, I guess this girl was interested in someone, and since the guy above, since this guy that he's like this guy and this girl are friends, you know, this girl was interested in this other guy, and this other guy thought that the friends were dating. So his question is like, what does he do about his friends, and like what can he do about the situation? So like, he's friends with the girl, but he doesn't know what to do because people are giving him crap about it because they think they obviously are more, but you know, it's one of those like.
Deal with it and just go with the girl.
Well, like, no, I think so too. I mean, like, you know what? It doesn't really matter what people think. I mean, honestly, you know where you stand with this girl, and she knows where she stands with you. And if that's how things are going to be, then
let it be.
Let it be. And like, if other people start getting involved, especially this guy, if he's saying that he's not going to like this, say it. I don't know, like, if he doesn't want to date you because you're friends with this, if you're close friends with this guy, then it could either be an excuse, A, for one, or there's no trust already there. So if he's not going to trust you and, like, you just saying, hey, you know what, we're good friends, you know, don't worry about him or whatever, then if there's no trust there, then, I mean, it's not going to work out anymore.
Yeah,
so,
that'd be showing jealousy before it even started.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's kind of not the one, or kind of not the relationship you want to be in. So. I don't know, that's about all I have to say.
About 10 minutes left.
10 minutes? Man, these, like, hour and a half shows are going to kill us, yo.
At least we're getting all the content. Like,
yeah.
All the other weeks we've been having to force stuff forward to the next week, so.
Yeah, this is good.
We're filling in a nice block of time on Rant Radio. So.
We can fill in like everybody now about like everything that we are doing like with Geek Love, because like most people don't know, like projects
that
we have. Oh, you don't know either.
I don't know.
All right, what do you know?
Let's go through the project.
All right. We have some projects we're working on. I have a web blog, obviously, on our website. You can check it out. It's richard.geekloveradio.com, and I post in it quite often.
I have one at adam.geekloveradio.com, which I don't use.
And another... Do you want a blog?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, hook me
can
up.
We set him up with a blog?
Yeah, we can get him one.
Do you want a blog?
I need a blog?
It's like it's a, just, you know what it is?
Diary.
It's like an online journal thing where you just post what... You don't have to like...
It's just
you don't have to treat it like a diary. Treat it as like a public thing.
Yeah, just be like, hey, I'm really pissed off.
Whatever you're comfortable with putting out in the public.
I could do that.
I usually rant about school stuff.
I usually just rant about anything, so...
So then can people respond to that?
They can leave comments and stuff. Yeah, people can
definitely.
Leave.
We can get some
sounds
indoor,
good.
Or indoor skating on the webpage there.
Yeah.
We can mix that into some of the other projects that we have.
Yeah. Yeah, we have video projects that we're going to start working on that we actually just started talking about today.
Yeah, we started thinking about content for that today. We're going to put together... there's no official name for it yet, so right now we're just calling it... Geek Love TV. And we're going to put together a nice TV show, maybe 30 minutes or so, and hand that over to the people at Rant Radio, see if they'll put it on Rant TV, and also have it available for
download
on our site.
Yeah. We're trying to get, for those of you who don't know, also, we're broadcasting from our living room. So we're trying to get like Skype and other things hooked up so we can accept callers, and that's kind of an ongoing process because we lately we've had systems that have gone down and like buying new systems and stuff like that.
And I was thinking about this today. Skype is good and it's free. It does have its problems now and then. I think it might be cooler for us since we might have the hookup for this to actually have people have a number they can call into us.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard of Not Theory. He has a website called bellsmind.net. Check it out. It's cool. It's just a whole bunch of freak stuff. And I think he might be hooking us up, maybe if he can, with a number that people can call in during the show that we can control or something. So we can have live callers, which will be nice because it adds more of an effect to the show. So we're working on that right now. If anybody has other ideas too, please message them or email them to us.
So we'd like people to be able to call in during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just emailing in or instant messaging.
What?
This show's all about getting the listeners involved.
Yeah.
This is a show for you, not for us.
yeah, we obviously know what we're talking about.
We know what we're doing.
We're the experts here.
Yeah, we try.
No,
And see what's the other ideas over the, this is an idea we've been kicking around, but I don't know how we pull it off, but, having a Geek Love Radio model.
Oh, yeah. We want to...
Maybe, like, a quarterly or... Not so much monthly, but maybe quarterly.
Yeah, like a model of the month, like of the quarter. I don't know, every 2 months.
That could be fun.
Like have a girl, like, you know, just posting for. So I'm in a photography class, so I always need models for photography, and like I always need pictures. So like it'd be like double. You know, I can take pictures and get some good pictures, and we can use the pictures for the site too. So like if we can find some models for that, that would be awesome.
And the idea was we're going to come out with some Geek Love Radio merchandise, such as...
Really?
What I'm waiting for, what we're working on, is black hoodies that they have the Geek Love Radio logo on the front of.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would wear that.
And t-shirts. We're going to have t-shirts, too, and stuff like that. We're going to hand those out to people and, like, give them off as gifts.
But
stuff.
I definitely want the hoodies, because it's getting that time of year.
Well, and that's definitely the general attire all over campus.
Yeah.
So.
Hoodies.
And if you were going around campus wanting to hand out free hoodies, people would be all
people
about
would
that.
People would definitely be all over that.
I also want to get involved maybe with some other things on campus, like, you know, it sounds kind of cliche, but like maybe like a charity event, or like I talked about like a sorority or something, you know, getting like a dance together, like Geek Love Radio and some sorority, you know.
Or the date auction.
Date auction?
Oh,
I can talk about that next time. I am having a date auction actually for my soccer team, so, but we can talk about that next time because I got to pimp that out for people.
All right, well, I guess about 5 minutes ago, you want to start doing the shout-outs?
Do you have any shout-outs, Chen?
Not this week. Just say hi to...
Shout-out your girlfriend.
Shout-out your girlfriend.
Hi, Allison. She didn't hear, but
ouch.
Yeah. She is in the other room. So, yeah. That's my shout-out.
Cool.
Hey, I'm going to do a shout-out to Katie and Belle, to my friends there at Gamma Phi. And Paul, if you're listening, hello too.
Cool. Number five.
Yeah.
I try.
We should get the girls in your sorority to like get like posing a huge picture for Geek Love Radio.
You know, that could very easily happen.
That'd be awesome. We'd like DJ like a dance or something for you guys for free.
Would you really?
Yeah, we have like all, look at this. Our living room is packed with equipment. I have like my DJ mixers, my amps, and like my CD players, and like my speakers. We have 14 speakers in our living room for our TV. So, it's kind of ridiculous, but it works.
That
is Geek Love right there.
That could be the funding for Geek Love Radio.
Yeah, fundraising.
Instead of cheap DJing sessions.
Yeah. I'm going to give out some shouts to my cousin, my deaf and not, and Veronica. It's her birthday. Veronica, girl. You know where you're at. And I just want to shout out Rant Radio and like Smokehouse and Sumerian, because they hooked us up with this, and this is going to be cool.
And they talked about us last night on Rant Speak.
Yeah.
And they both said they listened to the show and that they liked it. And they've been wanting, or Sumerian said he's wanting a show like this on Rant Radio, like a Love Advice show.
We're here.
So we're here. Hopefully we're filling a void. And definitely dedicated to the show. We've done it weekly since September.
Yeah.
First week of September. And we're definitely not tired of it yet. We're going to keep going.
Going strong.
Going strong. New content every week. And I'm going to give my shout-outs now. I'll give my shout-out to my number one fan. She knows who she is.
Aww.
Aww, so sweet.
And I want to give a shout out to Sean Kennedy too, because he has the awesome rants that we're gonna incorporate into the show. Because they're gonna fit in perfectly with some of our topics. So,
all right. Well, what day is Monday next week?
7 days from now.
The 25th.
25th.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll
we're not mad.
We'll holla at all you.
Holla.
October.
We'll holla.
Holla back, y'all.
Holla back.
On October 25th. So this is Adam.
And this is Richard.
And Laura.
And Shannon.
And see you next week.
Peace.
Later. Later.